Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing the discussion of the ayat, the translation of which was recited yesterday and some commentary had comments. The next portion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is taking the name of Allah ta'ala in the portion of the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so take Allah's name upon them as they line up. The main purpose of Qurbani is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that His name must be taken on the animal. This is a precondition for the animal to be halal. If Allah is omitted intentionally, then such an animal will not be regarded as halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs us or tells us about eating the meat of the qurbani animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to eat of the qurbani animal and also to feed others on the days of Nahar, that is on the 10th, 11th and 12th of Zulhijjah. It is best for us to consume the meat of the qurbani animal. This meat is a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us in these days. We must as far as possible partake of the qurbani animal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not eat anything on the day of Eid until he sacrificed his animal. It was only then that he would eat of the meat, he would eat the meat of his qurbani animal. It was the habit of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Kandelvi rahimahullah, that during the days of qurbani, he would not partake of any food except the meat of qurbani, to this extent that he would even leave out eating roti. He would say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this meat, then how can we partake of any other food? This will amount to disrespecting the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also try our best to follow this great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the days of qurbani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about feeding others, the portion of the ayat that translates, and feed the contented and the beggar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to feed the poor and the needy. In this verse, the word qani is used, which refers to that poor person who does not go around. It was always a practice of our pious predecessors to personally distribute the meat of qurbani to the poor and needy. The Sharia encourages us to divide our qurbani animal into three parts, one part for ourselves, one for our friends and relatives, and one part for the poor and needy. This of qurbani in our homes, all the members of the family having the meat sliced, making the passes, labeling it, and then distributing it. In this manner, a full share of the sawab and reward is received by all those who participated.